Tomlin concerned about the Jets' running game.
They got a deep and talented backfield led by Hall and Allen. If you look at the history of their staff, those two kind of represent maybe what Gibbs and Montgomery represented to the Detroit Lions, and we've been looking at it through that lens. Make no mistake, they're both very capable. Allen really burst onto the scene, I thought, a year ago as a rookie out of Wisconsin. Breece Hall is multi-talented.
I agree with Tomlin. I think the Jets want to run the ball, and that's why Justin Fields is there. And I think you're going to see, and listen, it ain't what I'm about to say, but I think it's a reasonable facsimile, like Ravens light. Breece Hall ain't Derrick Henry, and they're not built the same.
Mm-hmm.
And Justin Fields, while he's an incredibly gifted runner, and he's bigger and more physical than Lamar Jackson, he ain't Lamar Jackson. But the Ravens rushed for 299 on you, and we know what Justin Fields is capable of throwing the football. It's not like he's horrendous at it, but his skill set is playmaking with his feet. And I think they're going to do what the Steelers should have done more of last year. Get him on the move. Get him outside the pocket. A lot of QB option stuff. And if Cam Hayward doesn't play and you don't have Derek Harmon, I think they're going to be able to run it all over your ass. So you need Cam Hayward in this game.
You sure do.
And maybe that's why Cam said what he said on the podcast.
Right. He needed me.
Mm-hmm.
They need me. I know this, like anytime that a player, you know, comes from a different team, usually the team that they are on right now, that coaching staff does whatever it takes and whatever they can to make sure that player flourishes against their former team. So, like, I expect Justin Fields to be Justin Fields all day. You know, they're not going to hold Justin Fields back. They're going to let him go out there and shine against the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's going to run a lot. He's probably going to throw a decent amount. He's probably going to have a connection with Garrett Wilson, but I expect Justin Fields to be the show for the New York Jets.
I would agree with that, and I think we can have a longer conversation about that later because I wrote it down. Who's got a bigger axe to grind, Justin Fields or Aaron Rodgers? I think you can make a reasonable case for either one. I also think if they put more on Justin Fields' plate, I could see him screwing the game up. Because when he has played to his capabilities, utilizing his talents, which they kind of handcuffed him a little bit here in Pittsburgh last year, he's done some spectacular things. He's also turned the ball over a lot. Fumbles, interceptions. Meanwhile, if Tomlin and Arthur Smith say, all right, Aaron, why don't you go and shove it up the backside of the New York Jets? I don't think Rodgers is going to turn the ball over because historically, no one turns the ball over fewer times in the history of the sport than Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
So if they put it all on Fields and the Steelers said, okay, we're going to put it all on Rodgers, I'll take the Steelers in that matchup.
Okay. I don't know because of Justin Fields' escapability and him being able to actually just do it. And I think that Justin Fields would be like, all right, I think he would settle with throwing for 150 yards, but also running for 100 yards.
Sure.
But I think last year he wouldn't have settled for that. He wanted to become a pocket passer. He wanted to, you know, revitalize his quarterback career. I think his mentality was different last year. I think now it's like, yeah, I just want to go beat the Steelers.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if Aaron Glenn says, let's unleash this guy.
I'm pretty sure.
It's not, let's protect the football?
No. Maybe a little bit, but I think for this game, I think they just unleash him. I mean, you're paying him $20 million.
I think that's the best way for the Steelers to win the game is, all right, Justin, go be Superman. If Cam Hayward plays.
Yeah.
If Cam Hayward's not playing and two of your three starting, at least in the base defensive linemen, ain't going to be out there, I think Justin will have success. And if they're having success early on the ground, then they're going to have success late on the ground. And I don't like that recipe. So Cam's got to play.